91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 5 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Gale. The base commander of Canada's largest air base is saying goodbye. Over the past year, Colonel Dave Cochran of CFB Trenton marched troops through the base's hardest hit, picking up the reins after former base commander and murderer Russell Williams was arrested in February of last year. Colonel Sean Friday, who is serving at Canada Command Headquarters in Ottawa, will take over Cochrane's command this summer. Garbage, garbage everywhere, but who will clean it up? This Friday, Lilith College students will be putting gloves to garbage in an attempt to make campus a whole lot cleaner. Residence Coordinator Dave Templar says nobody likes to see a bunch of garbage.
Every year when the snow melts, you realize the amount of garbage that's strewn about, and it's one of those things that, you know, it's not necessarily any one person's responsibility. I think it's all of our responsibilities. So that's essentially where it came from, because I just, working here for a number of years and being a student here, it's just another way that we can all sort of just jump in.
The campus cleanup was formed through a partnership between the Respectful College Community and the Sustainability Committee at Loyalist. The event starts at 9:30 and wraps up at noon. Lower Trent conservation areas are trying to prove technology and the environment can mix. Daniel Orr, the communications officer, says they are adding QR codes to the conservation areas.
So they're like square barcodes, and anyone with a smartphone has the potential to read these barcodes. And what happens at our conservation areas is that when you scan one of these QR codes, it brings up the trail map right to your phone.
The official revealing of the new feature is tomorrow at the Blaise de Boulder Conservation Area at 10 a.m. Lockdowns and searches are over at two federal prisons in eastern Ontario. Warkworth Institution Assistant Warden Cindy Harrington says her facility in Trent Hills was put on lockdown last Wednesday. She says during the search, staff recovered drugs, a number of homemade weapons, and tobacco. Meanwhile, Joyceville Institution, about 20 kilometers northeast of Kingston, has also ended a week-long lockdown. A prison official says contraband was seized by guards at the medium security prison. Both prisons have returned to normal and visitors are not allowed. Ontario's auto industry is feeling the impact of the earthquake in Japan. Chrysler's cutting overtime in Brampton plants because of a parts shortage from Japan, which was rocked by an 8.9 magnitude earthquake on March 11th. Chrysler idled its minivan plant in Windsor because of parts shortages, but says that was unrelated to the earthquake in Japan. Toyota expects to shut down all of its North American plants, and Ford and Nissan say some of the North American plants will have to close. Michael Natieff is courting the rural vote this morning, vowing to protect pocketbooks and empower communities. The Liberal leader told supporters in Compton, Quebec, that he would establish a national food policy to ensure sustainable farm incomes, fund research and innovation, and open new markets.
I want Canada with two speeds, rural and urban. I want rural Canadians have as good quality health care, as good quality education, as good quality internet access as any other Canadians. And that's why we're here in Compton to say this.
Campaigning on the theme Rural Canada Matters, Ignatieff has promised to improve rural health care, bolster broadband for faster internet, and protect local postal service. The Liberals would also provide a tax credit for volunteer firefighters, matching a measure from the Harper government's ill-fated federal budget. A report released today warns Canada is suffering from chronic healthcare spending disease. Tara Theodore reports.
Report released today for the C.D. Howe Institute, David Dodge and co-author Richard Dion say Canada is suffering from chronic healthcare spending disease. They conclude the cure will involve some combination of unpalatable options, including sharply reducing government services and increased taxes. The report says while the options to reduce costs aren't appealing, there's no easy way to manage the chronic rise in healthcare spending. The authors say Canadians need to have an adult discussion about how to manage the problem. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Japanese authorities say they've stopped the leak of radioactive water into the ocean offshore from the Fukushima nuclear plant, but reporter Neil Kalinske says there are still many concerns.
There's a lot of concerns about all the radioactive water that's been dumped out into the ocean just offshore from the Fukushima plant. Really high levels have been picked up there. Some fish have been caught here in Japan showing unsafe levels of radiation. It's devastated the seafood market here. Fishermen are not allowed to go out in some areas.
Senior UN radiation expert Wolfgang Weiss ranks the Japanese nuclear accident accident in between those that occurred at Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, but says it's too early to make full assessment since the crisis is still ongoing. The Royal Canadian Mint is unveiling new coins featuring royal lovebirds Prince William and his bride-to-be, Kate Middleton. The coins commemorate their April 29th wedding. Stephen Thorne reports.
There are two coins commemorating the royal nuptials, a $20 silver coin and a 25-cent piece. The $20 coin was created by portrait artist Laurie McGaugh of Guelph, Ontario. It includes an engraving of William and Kate gazing lovingly into one another's eyes. McGaugh says the coin has a special feature.
This coin is very exciting because it also has the lovely sapphire-shaped gem in the corner.
The nickel-plated 25-cent piece, which will cost $25.95, has a colored photo reproduction of the royal couple based on a photograph taken in 2008 in Austria. Stephen Thorne, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's news at 12:06. Christine Hostler has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a lemon blueberry slim sensation muffin and a small premium roast coffee, all only $1.39 plus tax, every day. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Christine Hostler with 91X Sports. Time ran out on the Maple Leafs' playoff push about 15 minutes before their game ended with Washington last night. Toronto officially had the door slammed on its late-season run when Buffalo defeated Tampa Bay 4-2. The Leafs knew it while losing a 3-2 shutout to the Capitals. Alex Ovechkin scored his 300th career goal for Washington, who moved into first place in the Eastern Conference. The Montreal Canadiens won't have to worry about the math. They're in the playoffs. PK Subban's power play goal 1:19 into overtime and some outstanding play from goalie Carey Price helped the Canadiens clinch the playoff spot with a 2-1 win over Chicago. Subban drew an iffy tripping penalty call on Jonathan Toews in overtime before one-timing a perfect feed from Andy Kwatskin to send the Bell Center into a frenzy. The Blackhawks are tied with Anaheim for seventh in the West, 2 points ahead of Calgary and Dallas. Anaheim looks to get some distance from Calgary and the other playoff chasers when it hosts San Jose. The Edmonton Oilers beat the Vancouver Canucks 2-0 last night. Oilers center Jordan Eberle was on the receiving end of an elbow from Rafi Torres. He wasn't expecting the hit.
I knew he was there, but I thought he had me beat to the puck, and I thought he was going to grab it and turn up ice. So, you get reaching like that, and I kind of put myself in a vulnerable position. But at the same time, I think he just left the puck and tried to take my head off. So, like I said, it's a tough situation, and you don't want to see that happen.
The Flames look for two valuable points in their playoff drive as they host the Oilers tonight. Haley Wickenheiser and Megan Augusto will lead Canada in the IIHF World Women's Championship in Switzerland later this month. The two star forwards are on the 21-woman roster named today. The team includes three goalies, six defense, and 12 forwards. 16 of the players were on the squad that won the Olympic gold in Vancouver last year. Canada opens the World Championship against Switzerland on April 16th. Canada's Jeff Stoughton puts his perfect 7-0 record on the line against the Czech Republic and Sweden today at the Ford World Men's Curling Championship. Stoughton gained sole possession of top spot with a 7-3 win last night over Scotland's Tom Brewster in a battle of unbeaten teams. The IOC has approved the inclusion of women's ski jumping and four other new events for the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. The International Olympic Committee Executive Board also approved ski halfpipe, mixed relay in biathlon, and team events in luge and figure skating. Jesse Litch makes his season debut tonight as the Jays continue their homestead against Oakland. Toronto rallied from a 5-0 deficit last night with Yunel Escobar delivering a 2-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th inning to give Toronto a 7-6 victory. NFL players and owners have taken their fight to the courtroom. Representatives from both sides arrived at a federal courthouse in St. Paul earlier this morning. A group of players is asking a judge to issue a preliminary injunction on the lockout the owners imposed after talks on a new collective bargaining agreement broke off 3 weeks ago. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gill with 91x Weather.
Today, mostly cloudy with 60% chance of showers, high plus 5. Tonight, clearing this evening, low minus 5. Thursday, sunny, high 10. Friday, sunny, low 0, high 11. At 12:10, it's 5 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Ashley Gale with Christine Hostler. News is next at 1 o'clock. 91X.